Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Guess what, Link? There's a lady who's making a Rafina jacket.
Yes, Link, you have to join Twitter. People want to talk to you.
Well, yeah, Link has to join.
Yeah,
because Rafina's on there.
You're right.
And Will.
Will and Rafina are talking. I'm not even going to ask Bathwack to, because I know he won't, but Link might.
Yeah, Link should.
Yes, people talk to us, and there is a lady making a freaking Rafina coat. And it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
she's amazing. Like this brilliant dressmaker. She showed us some of her other stuff, which is totally Will worthy.
Yeah. Abby said, oh, I know Will's going to be so jealous. Yeah. And then she's like, I've already made things that Will would like. She's very cool. You should totally join. People would totally like to hear from you.
Well, I totally might.
Totally might. Well, and then
he'll
know...
include it in his checking rotation, like with email.
Once a month, check.
Every third Tuesday.
For my first tweet, happy 2021, everybody. Love, Lank.
By the way, stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Stupid. 15 years later, well, I guess Twitter went out of business.
Where is everybody?
How am I even posting?
Yeah, I know. How am I posting?
I was driving when I was listening to the Dogs on Outhouse episode, and I nearly crashed.
That is one of my favorite ones.
Watch
absolutely.
All of us. This is the end of the podcast. All of us die laughing at our own jokes.
And we crash. So
it's a really fitting. It's a fitting
it's
end.
So
it's what we deserve.
Self-indulgent motherfucker.
I feel like for me it would be, I'd be listening and I would crash because I would be distracted trying to make the joke before I make the joke.
That's
always what happens to
that's
me.
That's totally what happens.
In my head,
same...
I make the joke.
Yeah. I do that
and then I
all
make the
time.
Joke.
I was like, yeah. Yeah. You said
make
that.
The same reaction. Oh my god.
We should go back and do a director's cut commentary of our old episodes where it's just us talking over us.
The same
riff tracks.
Yep, riff tracks of our own. You know, we have some listeners that I bet would love to hear that. Dude, a lady's making a coat.
I know, it's
a
amazing.
A jacket based on a character that Abby made. I mean, like, what?
No, but here's the thing. I said the words. Katie drew the picture. I cross-stitched based on the picture that she based on my words. And now this woman, through Twitter, is making the coat based on the cross-stitch, based on the drawing, based on the words. It's amazing!
It's pretty cool. I love it. It's amazing to just, like, know that when people say, like, you made my Monday, like, or I broke my, what was the lady, one lady broke her knee or something, or her ankle.
Something below the
and
hip.
Was listening to us the whole time that she recovered, and she was like, that's how I found you, and that's, I listened to you the whole time, and I felt better. And I'm like, that's amazing. Yep. Like,
you have healing powers, for real.
Yes. Like, now, every time I hear your voices, I get a searing pain in my knee.
I get that anyway, and I
yeah, she's like, the weird thing is, it's the wrong knee.
Oh,
and I'm just sitting here trying to figure out the logistics of us recording commentary on audio commentary on an audio podcast of our own voices.
Yep. It'll have to be video.
Yeah.
We'll have to do video commentary.
We'll have to blur Alex out so that nobody sees his actual face.
It'll be like those,
with
like,
voice.
Exactly, yeah.
Nobody will know. We'll have to be like, that was Bathwack.
He's not going to be blurred out. He has to be in a shadow.
I dice about a year ago. I wasn't entirely comfortable about doing this.
I already know. We know who to go to for lighting him in it. Himself.
He does really great lighting design for mysterious figures.
Mm-hmm.
Off.
Well, what we've done so far this evening is pretty much a commentary already. You know,
right? I know.
A commentary.
Yep.
It's so meta.
Yeah, everybody's screaming at us, don't do that, you do to the beginning of every episode we listen to. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
All right. Do you know what this is, by the way? I'm sorry.
No, yeah. I found that. I don't even know what stars. It was under the couch. Perfect timing, though. Thank you for that.
We got nearly half a second into the first moment.
I was reaching for my stuff, like for my game stuff, and there's just this stupid bag that's been sitting there, and it's yours. Go ahead. Previously.
I don't want to extinguish my light. Do I have a choice?
Wait, what?
I didn't know if it was going to become part of the recap that, and then Bathwack extinguished the light, and something horrible happened.
I thought he was talking about his own light.
I know,
his lighting, and nobody can see you, Alex. Yeah.
I can't do anything about it now. I'm not in control of the situation.
Not at all. You could tell he's pulling his hair out.
I know, poor Alex.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Once again, set loose on the streets of Valaki.
I feel the bathroom. Just kidding.
Oh, Eric is going to kill you.
I know.
See that?
I know. He's mad. Sorry.
Oh, no. He's just nervous.
Once again, set loose on the streets of Valaki. And currently not weighed down by that wet noodle Esmeralda, the group decided to pursue a variety of interests. Rafina, Lank, and Nick set off in search of the cause of a rather alarming noise that seemed to emanate from the north end of the town. After a few minutes of walking, they were distracted by a small figure darting around a corner. A short chase ensued, leading the trio to a small courtyard with a variety of doors. Unfortunately, the correct door was revealed rather quickly, so I didn't have the chance to play Yakety Sax as they went in and out of random doors chaotically quickly. As a result, I will play it now.
Lang turns to his companions in the courtyard. Do you hear music?
Seems really delayed.
A new NPC emerged from the correctly chosen cellar door, Christina, who is leading a group of Valakiites who are holed up in the building's basement. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the sexual tension was rising as Will and Batwack found themselves alone. Not even Bernard was there to distract, as he had been sent out to find the missing Esmeralda. They moved into the center of town in search of their friends, dragging along the bound and gagged Galdar. When they reached the remains of the Blue Water Inn, they heard the sounds of a large group approaching from the north. Embarrassed to be seen holding hands, they ducked into the burned-out hulk.
Oh, I hate you.
They ducked into the burned-out hulk in search of a hidey hole that they could nestle down into. After a few minutes snuggled close to each other,
oh my God.
An angry mob of Valakians swarmed past, chanting, "All is not well!" And the two very close friends decided to head to the roof to make a show of eliminating Galdar, the source of chaos in the town. After an impassioned speech by Will, Batwack held the cultists up for all to see, and with one swing of his sword sent his body tumbling down to the cobbled street below, as the Valakinos watched on agape. Before the dust could...
Valakinos. I was like, what is that word? Oh,
a different one every single time. Yeah. I'm waiting to hear more.
Before the dust could even settle around the corpse, a familiar sound was heard by all, and a particular purple form began to appear behind our mustachioed warlock. Was it Barney? Was it Grimace? Was it Count Von Count? Was it Grape Ape? Was it Dino? Was it Ursula? Was it Tinky Winky? Let's find out, shall we?
I hope it's Ursula. Tinky Winky is one of those...
Teletubbies?
Yeah, Teletubbies. Yeah.
The purple one.
Oh, yeah. I guessed it.
I hope it's Ursula.
Me too.
She's my pick.
There's some helpful websites out there that catalog fictional purple characters.
Wow.
I hope it's Dino.
You want a new thing to ride. You don't want anymore. You just want to ride Dino around.
Green horse, purple dinosaur.
So, yes.
This... Who goes first?
Yeah.
I do. Ah! This mist begins to form behind Will. Eventually.
Well, on the rooftop. He's up on the rooftop with us?
Up on the rooftop. It's Christmas, but not when we release this.
That's correct. The mist begins to coalesce and take a form. An actual form, not just misty bullshit.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay.
As it begins to cohere into a solid shape, you recognize it as the, I guess you'd say, stereotypical image of the Morning Lord.
Oh.
What?
What? Oh, wow. Okay.
As depicted, for example, in the stained glass window in, what's that place called? Argenvostholt.
But wasn't there a whip crack?
There was.
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. You guys, I'm the good guy. Woo! I did it.
Do you say that?
Nope.
Okay.
So like the Morning Lord, what does it remind me as a player? I don't know what it looks like. Is it a person?
Well, yes. It looks humanoid at least. Okay. And I have an image in my mind right now. I don't know if I've described the Morning Lord before.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
Listeners, ignore me if I'm about to describe someone that does not fit the image that I described before.
I don't
but it's
think
someone
think
with like
did.
shoulder length wavy blonde hair.
Of course he's blonde.
Why would he be blonde?
Yeah.
Slightly tanned, his deep brown eyes.
It's Ken. Okay.
It's Ken. Yes! Ken appears behind
me. Prince Adam from Beauty and the Beast.
I prefer the Beast. All right.
And he has his hands held up high.
Oh, whoa, yes!
Above his head, like the Y in YMCA.
He's doing the YMCA dance. Okay, yeah. I at first I'm alarmed because I'm like, oh, shit. He's about to blow my cover. But then I'm just like, yep! See? Everybody! Wait, that voice! Oh,
hey, everybody!
Everybody! I turn into Fat Albert.
Hey, hey, hey!
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
I don't know what Bathwack does. Falls on his knees. Oh, hear the angel voices.
Well, but it was purple swirls and whip crack.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna slide a few steps away.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna make any sudden moves because I don't know what's gonna happen.
And he's smiling broadly and he's looking down across the courtyard. He says, "Hello, citizens of Valaki."
Will's like, "Yes,
Valakakinos."
Is that the one you liked? I like that one too, I think. Valakinos. Yes, it is I, the Morning Lord! Your town, yes. I always forget which are villages and town. It's a town.
Yeah,
it's not a city, but it's not a village, it's a town.
Okay.
Your town is in turmoil! Chaos roams the streets! I am here! To establish balance and order.
Yes!
Your leader, Baron Valakovich, has died, was brutally murdered, and you have since roamed without clear leadership. This creature that this dragonborn disposed of here was sowing chaos and despair. I am here to reverse this. I am here to give you a new leader.
Whoa.
You will finally have the backbone, the fortitude, the grace you need to bring your town to prosperity in this accursed land. My presence here is weak, yet I can do this for you. And he kind of holds his hands out over top of Will's head.
Oh, no.
And,
okay.
And he says, "Behold, I will now anoint your next burgomaster."
Oh.
And he clears his throat and takes sort of a momentous, dramatic pause. And then he sidles a few steps to his left and places his hands down on Bathwack's shoulder. He says, "Behold, Bathwack, your new burgomaster of Valaki!"
And he doesn't take no for an answer.
Oh my god!
Blank is a little bit stunned, but he starts nodding and clapping.
Yeah. Nicely done, Dungeon Master. I really thought we were going on the will thing here. Wait, where is Rafina and Link? They're not right there.
You're in the crowd. Well, I don't think you're in the crowd. You got to the plaza. Yeah, you're definitely there. You saw Galdar be executed, and because you were drawn by the noise of the
Of
the mob.
Okay.
And he casts his gaze over all and. I'm assuming everybody's looking at him, save Bathwack, who's kind of got his back to him.
Whoa.
He catches your eye, Will, and he tips you a slight wink.
Yeah. I'm like, something's gotta be good about this. Sounds terrible, but...
Rafina leans over to Link and says, "Does he mean our Bathwack?"
Which Bathwack is he talking about?
You give us the
last
name.
That doesn't clear it up at all!
For clarity.
For clarity. Well, in this context, with him standing next to our Bathwack and touching our Bathwack's head, and the fact that we've never, ever, ever met anyone else named Bathwack, I think he meant our Bathwack.
Nor can we ever conceive of meeting someone else.
I don't think it's legal for there to be another Bathwack.
Yes! Episode title. Already! I don't think it's legal for there to be another Bathwack. Alex is itching to say something! Look at him! He's like raring to go! Go, man! Do it!
Bathwack, address your subjects!
He says, "I've had too much gin."
No, Bathwack is kind of stunned. But... rather kingly.
Oh, yes.
So first he makes sort of a glance over his shoulder at the morning lord. Mm-hmm. Do I get any facial expression, anything?
He is beaming out you beaming at you. Yeah. With a lovely, fatherly, proud grin.
Wow. Oh.
All right.
And the crowd is just transfixed. They're just like agape, just staring up. They haven't moved an inch.
All right. Return to your homes. Rebuild your walls. And when we return, hopefully the Morning Lord will rule this place. Something like that. I don't know.
Whoa. Bathwack, don't you think these dissidents need to be punished for their acts here?
Who's saying
to be
that?
Shown? Hmm?
Is the Morning Lord saying that?
Yes. No, it's just me.
Eric, that's so Eric.
This is your dungeon master speaking. You missed a rather important plot point that I planned for.
You see a man wearing jeans and a t-shirt walk down the street. He's of average height.
He has a Powerline t-shirt on.
Yeah, he has a Powerline.
Goofy movie.
I can't read it upside down.
Powerline Stand Out Tour 94
shirt.
I forgive these people, and Galdar has been punished. Let's rebuild the town. And then I'm going to... now I'm going to extinguish the light.
Okay.
And begin to come down toward the people.
Got it. Okay.
I want to shut that down.
Okay. What is Will doing?
I'm standing up there if he's still there, I'm just going to be standing and watching Bathwack go down there. I'm not going to freaking go near the new mayor.
I'm going to go down and greet my people.
Is Thick Daddy Space M'Baku in the crowd?
Of course he is.
He's like, oh, El Bathwack.
Danny Chen is there.
And I'm not going to go down. I'm not going to, you know, walk down. I'm going to try to grab onto something on the side and just see if I can slide down in kind of a graceful, you know, kind of athletic way. I want to make sort of an entry down into the middle of the square, and then kind of walk up to the people there and try to encourage them.
Got it. All right, so give me an athletics check.
Oh yeah, I better not mess this up.
Is he jumping off the roof? Is that what he said?
Not jumping. He's gonna try to like slide
down.
Yeah,
it's a 17.
On the drain pipe or something, on the gutters.
It's a 17. Okay. There's anything still to grab onto on the side.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not a pristine building at this point anymore, so it's not like a one hand on the pipe and the foot just sort of sliding down while like gesturing magnanimously with the other hand. You kind of have to focus on it, but you're able to make your way down. You know, it's not terrible. You're down then at street level.
All right.
And you've commanded them to disperse, and they looks like they're kind of slowly thinking about making their way out of the square. They're not like running scared. They're still kind of wondering what's going on. They seem more confused than anything else.
So I'm just going to walk up to people here and there and say, hey, you know, go back to your home. You know, rebuild the walls in the morning. You know, try to organize some groups. I'm going to just kind of walk around and sort of make comments to people and, you know, like put a hand on a shoulder here and there or something and try to get them to disperse. Put a hand on a shoulder here and there and say, you know, go back to your house or, you know,
okay.
If people are milling around, say, you know, why don't you come back in the morning and get a crew together and work on that wall over there, or, you know, look at this building. It looks like it's in sad shape. Maybe you can get a group together and work on this another day.
Okay. You don't get too many coherent responses. People seem to be in shock or suspicious. You get a few like sort of slight cringes away from your touch.
Because
you don't know why.
Because you're gross, Bathwack.
What is the Morning Lord doing right now?
I mean...
He's just standing up, kind of close to Will, but just looking down on all and
can
just,
I quietly just talk to you while he's going on, putting on this ridiculous show?
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. What kind of choice is that? What's the plan? You seem to have... That wink... You winked. Wink means plan. What's the plan?
Wink just means play along.
For what reason?
Because it's fun.
Oh, that's real fun. Now Bathwai thinks he's the mayor. He is the mayor.
The Morning Lord
has... Anointed, right. The Morning Lord. The actual Morning Lord, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. You are so the Morning Lord. I forgot that my magical evil powers came from the Morning Lord!
Of course they didn't. just like you were the Burgomaster Baron Volokovich.
Right, but I wasn't the actual one.
Right, exactly.
But they're going to take him as that. It's not going to matter whether...
I know. You...
What's the plan? What is the purpose of this?
Maybe to keep you focused on what you're supposed to be doing.
I need him to kill Strahd, if you want...
Great, yes.
Great.
He's not going to stick around here.
Okay.
You were getting a little too comfy here.
I don't know, man. This guy. And now I have to remember if I heard whether that thing was called. I think the only thing I heard from that gifty sarcophagi was that it was the Kingmaker.
I think you heard the name.
No, see, this is what sucks, because I wish I remembered what continuity. He actually said. I know. I like continuity. I don't want to cheat.
I know. You're drinking a milkshake, and then suddenly it's half empty. You're drinking some more, and then suddenly it's full again.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Annoying.
It's really annoying.
Except God, when you really want some Lord. Milkshake.
But didn't we both hear it? Was it someone else? I thought someone else heard it, and we were sort of deliberating. And then...
Why doesn't somebody have a photographic memory?
Yeah.
How about DM, just say it. Just do it. Tell me whether I heard the, what do I hear? They introduced themselves as their name. That might have been what I heard. So
I think
what
that's
was
probably
it?
What you heard, which I think was Kingmaker.
I am the Kingmaker?
That was their name. It was Blah the Kingmaker. I don't remember the force right. part of it.
I feel like that's, if I heard anything, it was just the first, what he said, the first line. He didn't say, he didn't have a chance to say anything else to me.
So Bathok was like, oh crap, Will's touching this, I need to take this.
Right, that's exactly what happened. I remember that. I just don't remember exactly. But the thing is, like, Bathwack's been all, like, you know, he got all charismatic and we all looked at him and we all got a boner collectively. So I'm suspicious of Bathwack and I'm jealous and, you know. So
aroused.
I'm like, well, wait, no, I'm not aroused. Not at all.
Say that a little bit more.
Nope.
Defensively.
But... yeah, no, I think he's suspicious. It's like this guy, he's there's something going on with this guy, and he's way stronger than me. He needs to kill Strahd. Fine, make him the king of your land. Can't I just leave? He's much better than me.
I think we've gone over this.
This is stupid. You don't want me as the king. This is dumb. I like this conversation that we're having on the roof, looking down at Bathwack.
Call me dumb one more time.
Oh, ooh. Well, obviously I'm not going to, because you are the Morning Lord, and who says that about the Morning Lord? Nobody. Nobody says that about the Morning Lord.
He just smiles at Will.
Oh, Morning Lord. I'm going to go tell everyone that my powers come from the Morning Lord now.
Okay.
Ugh.
You think they'll believe you?
Hey, well, you appeared, and then you were the Morning Lord.
Don't you only have, like, one power?
Me or him?
I guess so.
I don't know, man. I feel like this is going to give him... I still don't know your plan. Can you give me any hint about, like, what's supposed to happen after we defeat Strahd? Because, again, even if I use this whole group and they defeat Strahd, it's not like I'm going to defeat Bathwack. And he's getting a big old head on his shoulders.
Let me take care of that. It's fine.
Big head on his shoulders. He already had a big reptilian head. It's just getting bigger.
Let's help.
But...
And he pushes you off the roof.
Are you fucking serious?
Mm-hmm. And he says, Bathwack, Will's falling, catch him!
Oh my god, can I cast Fly?
If you want to.
I'm gonna cast Fly. He's gonna just take my powers away, aren't you? Oh my god, alright. I'm gonna roll. What do I have to roll? No, I can just cast Fly.
You cast Fly and it's in all right. Flying.
Oh, I'm flying?
You're flying.
Oh, but I'm Davian. Oh shit. Can I have turned back into Will?
Well, you can turn into Davian the Ravian, right?
Oh,
it has to be
that's
humanoid.
True. It's humanoid though, but I could,
but you could be
I could
like
have
a,
the
have
wings
the
or something that I saw him use. I saw him use those wings when he was fighting. He sprouted wings for a second and glided over to kill to try to hurt Baba Lasaga.
Yeah, you couldn't
that.
Be a raven, but you could be in the middle.
Okay, yep,
stage
that's what
or
I'll do, and then just glide down and give you the finger.
So I don't need to turn around and sprint toward you.
Well, he yelled your name.
Well, I'm obviously going to look over my shoulder and...
I mean, you see...
Well, I... Obvious to Bathwack. but... but, I mean, if Will immediately flies, then, I'm not going to react.
It probably takes me a few seconds, but yeah. I mean, my instinct would be to protect myself, not to let you catch me! Dare you even imply that I would let him do that? You did that. What the fuck? What are you doing? What are you doing? I don't. I feel
who are you
like
talking to?
You. I mean,
who am
the
I?
Morning Lord. Like, look at like. What are you? What was that about?
I'm not still carrying Galdar's head. By the way, I dropped it like a cabbage, like from the roof. Yeah.
You
didn't
throw it at me.
Like one drops a cabbage. Like
I know. Is that something people typically do? Is drop cabbages?
Yeah. I mean.
Is that how you make coleslaw? By dropping it on something sharp?
Eat it.
For hours and hours every day, Bathwack holds a cabbage, swings a sword, and then drops the cabbage. Yep. Holds a cabbage, swings a sword, and drops the cabbage.
That's his training.
Sorry, I just wanted to clarify.
Got it. So wait, where did you fly? Did you fly back up to the roof, or did you fly to the ground?
I tried to make it look like what I saw Davian do, which was seeming to just glide. So I'm guessing in that form, they can just glide. I did what I saw him do, because I'm trying to maintain the illusion that I am not a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I glide, however that...
Okay. It probably looks a little awkward, because you're not actually that.
Right.
And your version of flying is just floating around with your feet pointed at the ground, basically. How does... Do you fly like Superman?
Or we've had this discussion before. Have. Yes, we've had this discussion
before.
Do you
sit like a... Like a...
Maharaja or something. Magic carpet.
A fakir?
Yeah. No.
Lotus pose.
As he gets more comfortable flying. This is not important.
It's a little important.
You know, I was reading a story from a book called Tales of the Amber Sea, and a knight goes and fights a six-headed dragon. And he swings the sword and he cuts off all six heads and they fall to the beach like so many cabbages.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why you said that.
And then I was like, why did I say cabbage? And I'm like, oh.
That's
awesome.
Because I'm well read.
Yes. It's not weird. It's cool and smart.
I am a smart person.
For which I shall be roundly mocked.
No, dude, this is the biggest reader ever. High five. We love readers. Reading is cool. Yeah, thanks, LeVar Burton. I'm trying to high five you too. High five, virtual.
High five the camera.
So, what about Lank and Rafina? What's going on with Yins?
Rafina's headed toward Bathwack.
I think, where did we establish we are? We're not in the crowd, we're behind the crowd?
You're, like, at the south edge of, like, where this opens up, and they were kind of near the western side. I mean, it's not a very huge, it's not like a grand, you know, it's not Tiananmen Square.
Tiananmen Square.
Yeah,
that's what
good. I said. It's or not Red, I should have said Red Square, that's much easier.
I don't know what Red Square is.
It's Rush in Russia.
It's a different square. It's red.
Totally different square. Instinctively, Lank would have moved forward when Will started to get shoved off the roof. But then, I mean, there's a lot of crowd in the way, so he didn't get very far at all before the situation seems to have hit pause. So more slowly and more cautiously moving through the crowd toward the building to try to get to the party.
Cool. Okay. And Nick is going to be following along as he does.
And that's all the NPCs we have, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, and a huge crowd of people.
Yeah.
Who are strangely mute and subdued in their actions. So, yeah, I mean, you guys can make it up to the action to greet your new burgomaster.
Bathwack, what's going on?
I'm just trying to get these people to disperse.
Was that really the Morning Lord?
I highly doubt it.
Your brain is more agile than I'd given you credit for.
Bathwack's kind of confused.
Just to prove Rafina wrong.
And I will point out again, just for the sake of lack of photographic memory, I think we established before at the end of last session that Rafina and Bathwack have never seen the swirly man in the flesh, so to speak, in the mist. But Lank has.
Right.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. But you said he doesn't look swirly, he looks Morning Lordy.
No, but initially,
you heard the whip
crack, and you did see some purple misty swirls. So that
these are all things that I remember from like 10 minutes ago that I should have remembered on my own. So rather than cautiously moving through the crowd, Lank is more purposefully moving through the crowd.
Pulling people out of the way.
Chopping people's heads off as he goes. Like so many cabbages.
Their ankles won't know what hit them.
This episode brought to you by the cabbage farmers of the United States.
Got
it's
cabbage?
Like lettuce, but better. We promise.
Like we lettuce, don't care if you destroy it. Just buy it.
Drop your own cabbage motto? Today.
Buy one to eat and one to drop.
Or both to drop. We don't care. Please buy cabbage. Now back to the wild excitement of pork fried dice.
So, yes, Lank is purposefully moving through the crowd.
Hmm. Is he trying to go to Bathwack or to Will?
Trying, well, okay, yeah, you guys are now... How far did Will get in the drop?
He's in control of his flight. Oh, you mean before he flew?
Before he flew.
Let's say halfway. Two stories.
Okay, since I can't fly, I will try to get to Bathwack. Okay. Try to get to the building and get up to Bathwack.
No, Bathwack is down. He's in the crowd.
Is the Morning Lord still at the top of the building?
Presently, yes.
Oh, Bathwack has already made it to the ground? I thought he was just beginning.
Remember he did that fancy thing off the drain pipe? Yeah. And...
Oh, right. Yeah.
The graceful, very careful descent.
Lank gets three quarters of the way up to the roof and then remembers that that happened and turns around and hurries back down and tries to get to Bathwack.
Turns around. You go head first down. Or were you walking sideways on the wall and then you just turn and walk sideways back down?
I'll leave that to the reader's imagination. Yes.
You took a lot of gifts in the temple.
I did take a lot of gifts in the temple. Having climbed and then descended in a lovely... you know, Olympic diver style dismount of the building after remembering that Bathwack wasn't up there anymore.
Oh yeah, that's true. You're a dwarf. You can just dive into the earth as if it were a pool of water.
Think DuckTales in the money bin. But with dirt. So I come up spitting out dirt, you know, like he did with the coins, and then get to Bathwack.
Got it. And you're just hearing Rafina.
Who walked there directly.
Yep.
Parkour!
So, great.
So I talked to Bathwack.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I did.
Yeah. She commended your surprising intellect.
I'm not the only one who forgets things 5 seconds after they're said.
Yeah, so you're all together now, and Will's probably just alighting. I don't know how close or how far. I'm sure it's very close, knowing Will.
No, I glided.
No!
I glowed. I glitted.
Glidden.
Glidden. Exterior paint.
I glidden the walls as I glided and glitted away. No, I mean, if I had to glide, I would have, you know, it's not like I just fell down amongst the crowd. I imagined myself away from the crowd, so they can have their own little private conversation if they want.
Okay.
Or whatever. You're the DM. Do you remember this?
Huh? <You're> just, what are we doing?
So quiet tonight.
Where are we?
Go.
All right. So you're all... Go ahead.
Well, I mean, if no one's coming up to me...
I came up to you.
I know you came up to me, and then you said something confusing. And
then Lank came up to you.
And Lank is there. Okay.
But the crowd is not certainly not actively coming up to you.
Yeah, I mean, are they leaving? Are they dispersing? Or?
Some of them have a little bit. They're kind of milling a little bit. They're not a cohesive group anymore at this point.
Which is the opposite of your intention.
What?
You wanted them to be cohesive.
I want them to go home.
Oh, I see.
Is that Will?
Yes. Katie?
I could summon my hell dogs.
That might be a little, that'll help.
That might be a little excessive, but I mean, back pocket, last resort.
Let's not forget we have that useful thing.
I was going to go have a conversation with the Morning Lord if no one else is going to do anything.
You do what you do. I'm going to go chat with God.
The Morning Lord himself is gracefully... arms outstretched, descending from the roof down to the ground. It's very wonderful. You can almost hear the chorus singing behind him. And he alights and meets you, Bathwack, and says, "Are you having trouble dispersing this crowd, my son?"
No, I think everything is fine.
I think it could go a little faster. What do you say? And
who are you?
He ignores this. He's already stepping away from you, and he reaches down and he touches the body of Galdar that you had unceremoniously disposed of on the ground. Moving. And if anybody's watching carefully,
have we seen
and
this
is
before?
Close by,
Link has seen him reanimate a guy, but he didn't have his head off. He was still...
Right, but the thing with the smoke going up the nostrils?
That's what happened before.
Yeah, oh. That was really creepy the first time.
Yeah.
I'm stealing your thunder here.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he reaches down...
I summon my hell dogs.
He walks over to Galdar. And you notice he kind of just like nudges, not nudges, but like sort of places his foot next to the body, like right up next to like the hip. And all of you are close enough and I'm assuming carefully watching enough. Carefully enough watching.
You're watching carefully,
watching carefully enough.
Did I say that at all? I don't think I did.
No, you didn't.
Got it.
That was the one combination.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Yes. You see, it looks like it comes out from, like, underneath the robe that he is wearing, this sort of tendril of purple smoke.
Uh-oh.
And it crawls up the side of the body, around the shoulder, up the stump of the neck, and then zooms down into the severed neck hole of the former Galdar. And the body sort of supernaturally quickly and jerkily... just gets to its feet in, like, the most uncoordinated, disjointed way
That's
possible.
Creepy.
Without a head?
Without a head.
Oh, no.
The head is wherever cabbage would fall. I don't know where that is.
into the soup pot.
Yeah, duh!
This is a retelling of Stone Soup, by the way.
What ingredient are you bringing? You got the cabbage.
It's a dead person's
it's
head.
It's a dead head, yep.
A dead head.
Dead head.
It's a live person's head. my brain is just going everywhere.
You're very nervous. You're okay.
I'm not nervous. I'm just...
You're doing a great job.
I know I am.
Don't worry.
I know I am.
I can. You're pretending like you're confident right now. But
he doesn't like to have to be the morning lord.
I'm very tempted to make a joke about a tiger's motivations right now.
Aw, man.
But I won't.
I will never speak again.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you say a tiger?
As long as we're talking about just off the podcast. Yeah, I said a tiger.
He's referring to when he made the justification why Nelly was so nice. The Nelly, the saber-toothed tiger. And I shat all over it like a really nice player and wife
and friend.
Yes! Oh, best friends forever!
Did we just become best friends?
Nope.
Because we were enemies because you made fun of me.
We've been enemies for the past 3 weeks. 4 weeks, however long it's been.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So...
Smoke goes
dramatically,
hole,
this body
up.
Jerks crazily to its feet and begins, like, run, shuffle, jump,
creepy,
sliding in the direction of the crowd.
Oh, God. Oh. What the fuck,
Morning
Lord? Why?
What could that do?
I'm like, Morning Lord, that's not very Morning Lord-ish! You need some performance classes!
And the townsfolk take notice and begin to scream and run away.
Oh, God, this is such a fucking mess.
Excuse me, Mr. Morning Lord of questionable origin. What is the purpose here?
What is the purpose of what? Life in general? What would you like to know, my daughter?
I'd like to pin that guy down to the ground with a javelin. Not the Morning Lord. No. Galbar's body. I'd just like to put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it.
like physically, not like throw, but like run after and push down with a held javelin.
Oh. I was going to try to throw it with enough force to put him into the ground.
Knock. Got it. Okay. I was trying. Just wanted to be clear. So go ahead and make a ranged attack with your javelin.
All right.
The motion of this creature is very erratic and hard to predict.
All right.
But you're a seasoned fighter.
Yeah. It's a 26.
Oh, yeah. That works.
Holy crap.
Roll your damage.
I just gestured. I'm like, yeah, that's why I can't beat him. Morning. Butthole.
Well, I got really lucky. I rolled a 19.
Morning, butthole.
it's only 5 damage.
All right, got it. So your javelin strikes through the back of the body of Galdar, and he goes kind of cartwheeling madly to the ground. He's kind of still twitching.
Oh my god, that's so fucked up.
He's not like the throw didn't like pin him like perfectly into the ground like a pressed butterfly or anything like that.
I want to take Galdar's body and mount it in a frame.
put it in my house. It.
All right, listeners, someone needs to make that. We will buy it.
Darius Butterflyacus.
I'm sort of picturing it like a jack, you know, like you would throw when you play, except that only two of the little tines that come off the jack don't move. The rest,
right? Those like, are wiggle exactly. Yep. Oh, no. So he's kind of like rotating around on the point of the javelin.
That's fucking creepy.
It's pretty weird.
God.
But it seems to have had the intended effect, as the crowd is mostly gone and the rest are quickly departing from the general vicinity.
All right. Sorry to interrupt the conversation.
Way to instill faith in the new burgomaster, everybody.
Who are you talking to?
She's
yelling down into her terrarium. She's yelling at her ant farm.
She's addressing the royal bat.
Oh,
obviously.
In the third person. Yes. Got it.
Yeah. Dude.
Everybody.
Talking to me?
Plural. Third person plural.
Yes. Like we, the royal we. Yeah.
The royal morning lord and you.
Oh, she's talking to the morning lord. Rafina's talking to you, morning lord. You better answer. She's going to get...
He's looking around at the square, and then he just begins to laugh.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
All right, I guess we better go build another Burga mansion.
You know that that's still standing, right?
No, I thought it burnt down.
No, that one didn't.
I mean, it's a pretty safe bet.
Although, yeah, I guess
didn't.
We haven't been there since. Yeah, Burger it could have.
Oops, spoiler.
A Burger King.
A Burger Castle.
Home of the Whopper. That'd be appropriate for Will, huh? Huh?
What? Oh, like a lie?
Yeah!
High five! Best friend! Woo!
Just because you got my joke?
Because it took me a second. Yeah. I was like, Whopper? Like, is that a...
Best friend! We should go out!
So yeah, the moaning lord. The morning lord.
He should be called. This one's the moaning lord for sure.
It's the D&D equivalent of Aphrodite, the moaning lord. So he's just got his head tilted back and he's laughing and his form is starting to dissolve.
Oh no. Oh God.
Where you going, morning lord? And she blows on the dissolution, hoping to make him dissolve faster.
Oh my god!
A hole sort of appears where you blow through a little bit.
Oh, look at that, guys! Everyone, let's make a wish. And then she takes her toe and she swirls around the particles.
Oh my god, she's amazing! She's so brave.
I was like, I would never do that.
I would never do that. Never.
For fear, but also for cleanliness.
Yeah, gross.
The germs!
And quickly, and even more quickly, as aided by Rafina's agitation, this figure is now a familiar, just purple swirl.
He gave it away! Damn it!
Wait, what is this purple swirl? Will, you seem to like the purple swirl guy.
No, I don't.
I mean, no. The word wasn't like. The word was no.
Oh, know him?
Yes.
Hey, I can't remember what the conversations have been.
Lank is laughing.
Will, did you somehow conjure up this pretend morning lord?
Did that go the way you think I planned it to go, Rufina? No, I didn't summon this ass kingly whatever the I don't know. I give up.
Oh, he won't summon me.
Nope.
He is my charge.
Oh, great.
What?
I'm the source of his powers.
Are you in the pay of this?
Oh,
particle man. This particle man.
We're seeing a lot of plot. Oh,
that is a big giveaway.
What?
Will's patron at your service. Will, and the form takes a misty bow.
Well, you must not be a very good patron, because he's very unhappy.
Will, what is this?
I don't know. I don't know anything. It's just this guy.
Are you joining our party then, Mr. Swirly Guy?
Oh, no. That's much beneath me. I'm an emissary of the Morning Lord. I have many things to be doing.
Oh, really? Can you tell me the truth?
Hmm?
Can you tell me the truth?
About what?
Actually, can we determine whether or not he's lying? Are we taken in by this without
You can anything? Roll an insight check.
Yeah, can I?
He can't cast Zone of Truth.
I want to know if you're just lying still. I'm confused.
Well, I got a 6, so that's I'm not getting anywhere.
Got it. Will can roll insight with advantage.
Oh, okay.
I just want to know if we have to be taken in by what he's saying, because mm-hmm. on the face of it, I think it's really unlikely that the Morning Lord would resurrect someone with no head
right. In
the way that he did. I mean, that seems really not
Morning Lordy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, undead are things that we destroy. We don't create them.
Okay, so either 17 or 5. Okay. 17.
And Bathwack got a 6. Did anybody else roll? Is anybody else trying to?
I did. I also got a 6.
Okay.
No, you get a modifier. What is your insight?
It's not going to give me anything enough.
Well, 40.
Yeah. Plus 13.
All right, fine. I'll look.
Are you lying or not? Tell me. I got a 17, 16, 17.
17.
A 17.
I get plus 6.
See, that's a lot. That's 12.
That is a lot. That's a ton. Really...
I'm glad I looked.
Got it. Is Lank caring?
Lank did not roll. Lank is on the defensive.
Okay.
Yeah, he's asleep. When I say I'm on the defensive, that means I've gone to bed.
I'm on the defensive.
Defensive narcolepsy.
He draws his maul, lays down on it like a pillow. He's like, wake me up if anything happens.
It's like the danger sunglasses from Hitchhiker's Guide. If any peril sunglasses, if anything bad happens, they just go black. So you just can't see. All right. Rufina and Bathwack, this is just like a swirling form of mist, so it's very hard to read. There's no real body language to go off of, no facial features, so it's hard for you to say one way or the other whether you think the creature's being straight with you.
Is it reasonable for us to feel that the Morning Lord would not create undead that loll around with their heads chopped off?
That's up to you.
That's up to us.
All right.
You can always ask leading questions.
What kind of creature are you?
Do I know whether you're lying or not? God damn it. I want to know. Am I good or not?
You can't really say.
Oh, what? What would I have had to roll? I just flailed. I flailed for like...
I saw that. You flailed like Galdar is still doing.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I just wanted to know.
Deanimate Galdar, please.
Abby saying that, or is Rufina saying that?
Rufina is saying that.
But someone deanimate him, please.
We'll see. We have more pressing things, I think, to tend to. You ask what kind of creature I am. I don't know that you would really comprehend what kind of creature I am. Not a god, per se. Again, I'm not the Morning Lord. I'm not the big guy. But, you know, like, I guess demigod might be kind of a good way to describe it. Something like that.
See, like,
I don't think that this term exists, but you're a archangel?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like the angel that we met, but maybe not so good.
Yeah, I work for the Morning Lord, but I can, I have some more agency. You ever hear the phrase, and now Eric has to think of the phrase that he thought of, but can't actually think of the phrase. The ends justify the means. That's it.
What the fuck?
Ends justify the
means. What are you all here to do? What have you all been brought here to do?
We don't know who brought us here, right?
Strahd said we were brought like to entertain him, didn't he? Way back when?
Right. Strahd did say that. Strahd totally said that he brought you here. I'm sorry. Will's not saying that. Will is quiet right now. But yes, Greg, yes.
Oh, I'm not sure who Lank would have asked, because we all met up at different times. He wouldn't be asking Will, because Will's sort of the focus here. So Lank just thinks that to himself.
But you're not going to say that out loud? Because Strahd said that to you before we arrived. Like, I don't think Rufine and I were there when he said that.
On reflection, I think Lank is just ready for combat. he does not. He's had one encounter with this. I think just one encounter with this creature before, and it was weird that time too.
Yeah, it was. Listen. Basically, what's the pressing issue at hand here? Nobody? All right, no, fine.
We need to leave. We need to get out of this place.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And how do we do that?
We get rid of the curse on the land.
We kill Strahd.
Very good. Bad language
to say out loud.
Very good.
You aren't part of this curse, are you?
No. I'm above and beyond that. It's strong enough that I have limited foothold here, myself and the Morning Lord. But yes, not. I'm not directly involved and entangled with it. Thank the Morning Lord.
What the fuck is going on? I am so confused.
But remember one more thing. You were given a piece of guidance. Something was to assist you in this task. Am I right?
What do you mean something?
Someone?
Oh, do you mean Esmeralda?
Esmeralda?
Yes, I do. And unfortunately, she is in danger. Let's put it that way. And right at that very second, Will, in your head, you hear, Will! Will! It's Bernard.
Yeah.
You hear his voice.
Yeah.
You can tell it's distant. I don't know, because of magics. But okay. You know he's like, he's far.
Okay.
Probably about at the outside of his range, which I think we established was like a mile or something like that.
No, we never established that.
It's a mile. Is it less?
Just no. It's more. It's.
I'm pretty sure we have this conversation from before.
Probably did.
120 miles per level.
Several furlongs.
It's in the chat.
The range in the chat was for Nick, right?
One, I was able to tell you what the range of messages, because I actually have that spell here when I was actually a player and not a DM. I'm an NPC. I'm having a crisis of personality right now. I'm just an NPC in my life.
I'm an NPC in my own life. It's so sad.
I'm sorry.
When you guys aren't here, I just stand there with a yellow question mark over my head.
It's a little true.
These are Dungeons and Dragons sad country songs.
Oh, you're gonna write that.
I'm an NPC in my own life. My horse died. His name was Steed. I'm done. I'll finish it later.
Will!
What?
I'm here in your head.
Yeah.
I think it's Esmeralda. I'm not sure. There's something. It's being carried by like a swarm of bats.
Oh my god.
Oh, shoot.
What happened?
She didn't have to walk.
Oh my god.
I can't believe she got gotten by bats.
It's being carried towards the castle. I'm afraid to get too close. I think they'll know that I'm... I don't know, maybe they won't, but I don't want to be carried too.
No, come back. Don't
Isn't
come back.
Isn't he already a bat?
He is.
Yeah, he's a bat. Don't come directly back because there's trouble here. Just kind of stay... Come back to the city.
Town.
town, whatever, come back to the town and hang out on a building that I relay where I am. You know, he can figure out where to go, but not too close. I don't want him to get obliterated.
But wasn't she... She was trying to get there anyway. Aren't they just giving her a lift?
Yeah, it's just a friendly lift.
Yeah, it's the Ravenloft version of Uber.
No, Lyft.
Lyft.
Just trying to be clear with my language.
High five.
That's right. That's it! That's getting more and more ominous. Best friends.
Best friends.
High five. Wholly disagree with you.
Has Will related this to us, or is the conversation just between him and...
Well, you guys are all... it's in my head. Mental. You guys are all talking to this guy, and I'm trying to pretend I'm not there, I guess. I don't
then
know.
Lank would ask... It would finally talk to the swirly man and say, what... She's in danger?
Yes.
Well, let's go, guys. Let's go help her. Come on.
Yeah, I would say at this moment.
We need to go.
Can I ask Bernard whether I could fly there under an hour? I mean, he's been flying. Can't be that long.
Damn it.
Because I have...
Under an hour. No.
Okay.
Well, where?
To her.
She's moving pretty fast. You might be able to get here, but she won't be here at that point, I don't think.
Hmm. Wow. Bats carrying a human body can move pretty damn fast.
Vistani body. Bones of... They're hollow bones.
They're birds. They're birds. Okay. Yeah, no, I can't do anything about it. Okay. Yeah, she's a lost cause, though, right? I mean, she's... says that out loud.
And nobody else knows what.
Yeah, well, you know... She's being carried by a cloud of bats to Ravenloft. So, bye, Esmeralda.
Is that... Wait, did you say that out loud?
Yes, that's what he says out loud.
Don't be silly, Will.
Lank turns her... How do you know that?
Because Bernard... I sent Bernard to find her. She's gone.
We need to... Lank's going to start running toward the carriage.
Yeah, so Bathwick starts to move his arms, and Steed is immediately there. He jumps up on Steed.
Is Steed faster than the carriage? Didn't we figure out that the carriage does, like, very fast?
Both are fast.
Well, Lank is... Last time Lank... I don't know if it was the very last time, but, you know, Steed tends to die when Lank interacts. So Lank is headed for the carriage.
Yeah, that's why Bathwick is inviting Rufina to come up on Steed. Right on Steed.
You want...
It's up to you. I'm just gesturing.
It's up to me?
Do you want to get on to Steed?
Sure.
Are we having this conversation?
No, I want to go into the carriage. I'm confused.
All right, well, then you reject me and you go and get in the carriage.
Esmeralda has since been eaten.
But I never asked you, so you didn't say no.
No, she is saying no. You did ask her.
You did ask me.
Bathwick is trying to give Rufina the choice. He's trying to not pull her around like he does for Will. He's trying to give... Rufina choice, because Bathwack's a feminist. He just doesn't like Will. Well, Will's not a woman. He's trying to give you the choice. I think he's just being polite. But heroically, Bathwack wants to hurl you up on the saddle and just start galloping, I think. He wants to hurl on you on the salad.
Not to Castle Ravenloft, just ride off into the sunset together.
Yeah, that's the other way.
This is my chance.
Really weird. Really weird, Bathwick.
Yeah.
I could be Burgomistress.
We're in a hurry.
Okay, well, we have this fast carriage. Let's go.
Is the carriage like right there?
The carriage is back at the ruins of Lady Walker.
I thought it was following us.
Can I ask a question?
No.
If Will's going to say this out loud. If we touch this horse, do we get burned? Because doesn't this horse fly, Bathwack? Come on, fly off on the flying fiery horse. Idea. Go get her that way, Bathwack.
Let's all get on to Steed and go to the carriage.
But I thought that we were by the carriage.
No.
Yeah. Not even by the carriage?
Carriage,
God damn it.
Lady
carriage is at Lady Walker's house.
I was with you, Katie, because I thought it was with us, too.
Right, yeah, okay. That's why we're all confused.
To Lady Walker's house.
Okay. And when you said, doesn't this horse fly? Bathwack looked down at Steed and looked confused.
You're all
you guys,
very
I feel
confused.
Like we're really bad at playing this game today.
Today. Emphasis on today.
Just today.
Don't want the audience nodding along. All
right. I mean, God, I don't... That's just Will. Sorry.
I know it is.
Katie wants to go. Katie loves this game. Katie wants to go and be heroic, but Will is like, this
leave
is
me
the
out of it.
Stupidest freaking idea.
Lank is not waiting for anybody, by the way.
If I can I'm get running to the, towards the carriage.
I'm if I can get to the Lank. Carriage, he's just going to get in, and if the carriage leaves, the carriage leaves.
I'm coming to you, Lank!
Aren't you riding off into the sunset with Bathwack?
You're running? You can just...
Well, that's right. I tried to get on Steed, but no one would let
what?
Me.
No, I was trying to. Didn't he?
Best friends!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.